Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. This is Janie. I'm having kind of technical difficulty again this afternoon. Everything has been just fine to right about time for the show to start, and suddenly it logged me off and then wouldn't let me back in to the studio. So, anyhow, just another one of those strange evenings with the music. Or not the music, but with the program. I said music because I thought I'm going to see again if I can play some music. I enjoy playing the music. I enjoy listening to it myself. And let me see here if I can get my computer. It won't let me play my phone when I'm on like this, and it won't let me play it from the studio. So I'm going to see if I can pull it up on my computer and do it that way. All right, let me try this.
I am praying, Father,
Well, I hope y'all enjoyed that. A beautiful song about having eyes just for the Lord and having a pure heart. Well, thanks, everyone, for waiting this afternoon and just being a part of the show with me, a part of the program. And I hope y'all have had a good week. I've had a good week. It's been good. But I wanted to talk, you know what, and I'll be honest, what has happened tonight, which has happened before, I mean, it doesn't rattle me like it did because I've had this happen a number of times, but one of the very things that I wanted to talk about tonight was basically about distractions and how the enemy tries to cause distractions about getting caught up in the things that we shouldn't, that sort of thing, And just like this, just like I said, I had logged on earlier. Everything was fine. Right about like 30 seconds before the show was to start, I heard it go bump, bump, bump. And I thought, oh, Lordy, it's jumped off track here. So anyhow, that's just a good example. But anyhow, what I wanted to talk about, and I'm going to give you a scripture. You know, we've all heard that scripture. What does light have to do with darkness? And it's 2 Corinthians 6:14. This is the New Living Translation. It says, don't team up with those who are unbelievers. How can righteousness be a partner with wickedness? How can light live with darkness? Then in Matthew 5:16, it says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. You know, and there's been things going on today that actually helped bring that message on. But the enemy, he will try to antagonize. Of course, he uses people, but the enemy will try to antagonize. Have you ever been around someone that, in a almost innocent way, that they would? Sometimes they blatantly accuse you, but most of the times it would be more of a like, well, you know, I just noticed so-and-so or heard so-and-so, but antagonize in a way that it would make you defend yourself. And the next thing you know, you're defending yourself or defending your actions or explaining yourself. You know, you're explaining things, telling things, and many times that is an attempt to get information. You know, if they can antagonize you into saying something, for one thing, many times, you know, the enemy enjoys upsetting us. If he can, rock our boat or get us upset, but it's like it says that the enemy is the accuser of the brethren. In a sense, many times, it's like an accusation, but it can be presented in a way that it's doesn't seem aggressive. You know, it's kind of passive aggressive, so to speak. So it can get you to trying to defend yourself or explaining yourself, get your boat rocked, you know, get you upset and things like that. And in the process, many times you end up giving information that nobody else has any, it's none of their business, you know, giving information, you know, the enemy, everything he can get, you know, then they'll turn around and use it against you. So, you know, when the word says, what does light have to do with darkness? You know, Jesus, they were always accusing him. Of course, he was so sharp. And he didn't, he understood. Of course, he had discernment that was so very strong. And that is something, particularly in these last days, I think we so desperately need really is the gift of discernment in our life. To be able to understand, to discern through the Spirit what we're dealing with, you know, to be able to see through the facade, to see through the veil, so to speak, of what to see behind the curtain. There's a better way of putting it, so that you can see what's really going on behind. It always makes me think of the Wizard of Oz for most of us that grew up watching that. You know, they heard all this big booming voice and all the smoke and all of that and thought it was some kind of oh God or whatever. And then finally when the little dog went behind and pulled the curtain, then it was just a little man back there with a microphone and a smoke machine putting on this big facade, this big front, partly for his own safety. But at any rate, you know, that's just a good example. You know, God wants us to be able to see behind the curtain many times of what's actually going on behind the scenes, because we can get so caught up in what's going on around us or the accusations coming our way or even when it comes forth, quote-unquote, in kind of a, like I said, a passive-aggressive way, so that it seems like, oh, well, I just need to explain myself or I just need to help understand, things like that. But, you know, you look at the Lord when he walked the earth, you know, and they said, well, he eats with sinners. You know, that scripture I gave, what does light have to do with darkness? The Lord did, you know, he would go visit with sinners. He would talk to sinners. You know, yes, he went and ate with sinners, but he wasn't out sinning with sinners. You know, he didn't take on their lifestyle. He didn't pick up the issues that they had. He was an example to them. He was light to them. He was truth to them. And yes, very compassionate, just like the woman that was caught in adultery. You know, he didn't tell her, oh, that's okay. You know, he did expose the ones that were, we believe he did. They said when he wrote in the sand, I know many assume, we don't know that for a fact, the Bible doesn't say it, but it said he wrote and you know, he took and wrote in the dirt and each one walked away, which many of us led many of us to believe that he, you know, wrote down things, you know, that exposed them or, you know, anyhow, he said, let those that are without guilt, you know, blameless, let those cast the first stone. But see, in that case, the Lord told her, he said, go and sin no more. So he didn't condone what she did, but he did have compassion on her and he did give her freedom and then, you know, told her to live upright, to live a pure life. You know, so when others are, in a case like that, when they were accusing the Lord, you know, of he does this and he does that, you know, he's a wine bibber, he's this, he's that. You know, we see that in the world, too. The world does watch the church. It really does. And there are those that watch truly, truly wanting to see that there is goodness in the earth, that there are really those that are real, that there are truly people that love God and are walking uprightly before the Lord. Then there are those that are looking to looking for something wrong, just anything wrong that they can try to discredit the children of God. And then there's some, I think, that just curiosity, that just want to see, is like, this, is this really real? And I think more often than not that there are people that want to see, is there truly a bride of Christ in the earth? Is there truly a people that love God? Are they who they say they are? You know, and will they be judgmental? Do they love? You know, as the word says, you'll know them by their love for one another. You know, will they accept me? Will they love me? Can they really help me? Can they give me guidance? But are they who they say they are? Are they really the sons and daughters of God? And I think more times than not that that's the case. But, you know, in witnessing to people, in loving people, you know, we can't take on, you know, you can't go, you know, you can't go out drinking with people and carousing with people in the name of, well, I'm going to fellowship with them so that I can witness to them. That really doesn't work. And sadly, I know most people would say, well, who does that? Well, there are. You know, there are those. And you know, there's been some that I have personally known that, you know, that I can say yes. You know, that there are cases truly where people will walk like the world in order to, quote, quote, evangelize the world. Sounds strange, doesn't it? But it's the truth. You know, when I was 13 years old, I got saved. I mean, I grew up, you know, I grew up in church and was around, you know, loved the Lord, believed in God from as early as I can remember. But I was 12 years old when I had a real deep experience with the Lord, and really without a doubt knew that I had really received the Lord as my Savior, and that love of God just really grew and sensed Holy Spirit and began to see things and be drawn by the Lord into things. But I was about 13. And to be honest, I don't know where I got it from, but I remember telling my mom, I said, I feel led to do a 3-day fast. And I don't, you know, at that, I can't look back and say that I remember being taught about fasting, but yet I know, apparently I did know about it. But I remember as a 13-year-old being drawn into a 3-day fast. And so I fasted the 3 days, and then not that night, but the next night, the Lord gave me a dream. And it seems to me like that's when the dreams from the Lord really started cranked up, because from that, it seemed like from that time on that the Lord gave me dreams. But in that very first dream that I remember, and I knew that it was a dream from the Lord. But in that dream, I was standing in what then was our living room or music room, whatever you want to call it. You know, back then, houses, you had a den, and then you had a living room that was, ours wasn't really a formal living room, but it was, anyhow, it was the living room that we didn't weren't in that much, had a piano in there. But anyhow, in the dream, I was in the living room, and I had opened up the front door and was peeking out like I was looking out at something kind of scary. And in the dream, it was like a ticker tape that went over, and it said, separate from the world. And it did it 3 times. It said, separate from the world, separate from the world, separate from the world. You know, at 13 years old, I can't say that I was that worldly. You know, I grew up a typical country kid and going to church, and don't know that I was doing much of anything that would have been that worldly at 13 years old. But what God was saying, now I look back and it's like, oh, Lord, I wish that I had kept that in the front of my mind all my life and really had understanding, you know. Hindsight's 20/20, and so many things we look at, even things that seem innocent, you know, things that just seem like part of school or part of growing up, that you can look back and see how it drew you down the wrong road, how it, and even if it wasn't something horrible, sometimes how it just pulled you away from the Lord, took up your time, distractions, things that take our mind off of God, that take our time away from God, things that expose us to things in the world that we're better off not seeing, that we're better off not knowing, that we're certainly better off not ever being a part of or really being around, you know, sometimes just the stench, even if we're not, not partaking in something, just the stint of being around something, you know, of seeing things, it's like, ah. But, you know, the Lord's telling us, you know, I don't know about y'all, but it seems like to me that we have entered a time that there is so much mixture and stuff that, you know, I don't want to live just barely, you know, I don't want to live on the edge, so to speak, not on the edge of God's will. I want to live right in the center of God's will and what God has for me and what he wants me to do. I would love to be God's most obedient child. How awesome would that be? But you see many, you know, it's like it's a trend almost these days of things that you see and you think, Lord, what, you know, what's right in some of this? You know, we're seeing things that I don't know, that's questionable to me. You know, and I'll be honest, I was raised more Pentecostal, so, you know, I was raised stricter, even though at that, even growing up, there were things, you know, I never saw anything wrong with wearing a pair of shorts around the house or wearing blue jeans. I rode horses all my life, so as a kid, it was like, okay, it'd be a lot more obscene to wear a dress riding horses than it would be put on a pair of pants. You know, I never saw anything wrong with cutting your hair. I never saw anything wrong with wearing a little makeup. So there were things that I was around that I didn't necessarily believe. I believe, always believed that the Lord would speak to my heart and tell me what was right and what was wrong. But we're seeing things nowadays that it really looks almost like a blend of the world and the church. To where if you didn't know someone, you know, if you didn't know that they were a preacher, if you didn't know that they were, you know, tongue talking, walking in the gifts, evangelist or whatever, if you just saw them out, you know, there's some that if I just saw them out at a restaurant or something and some of them saw the things they were drinking and things like that, I would think, okay, that's not a safe person. And maybe I'm wrong to think that. Like I said, some of that's due to the way I was brought up. But, you know, we should be able to tell. There should be a difference. You know, we're representing the Lord. We're His children. The world should be able to look at us. You know, and not holier than thou. I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about walking uprightly before the Lord and having a different way about us. You know, having a way that the love of God shows in our lives, that we, you know, that we put others first, that we that we have the word of God on our lips, just everything involved, you know, and I know y'all know what I'm talking about, but there should be a difference. We shouldn't look like everybody else. We shouldn't act like everybody else. We shouldn't conduct ourselves like everybody else. So anyhow, that's, you know, today, even just things going on, I was so very aware at times, you know, particularly, sometimes it seems like particularly on Mondays when I have a program on Monday night, that I'll, at times it seems like I'll see the enemy try to bring distraction or try to bring upset or try to get my emotions going about something. And it's like, I know what that is. That's the enemy. You know, and we learn not to let it. We learn to move on. And to call his hand on it. And the biggest things, I found one of the biggest things is ignore the enemy. You know, because he's wanting attention all the time. He's wanting our attention. But I'm going to end this with Hebrews 12:1. All right, come back here, though. Okay, it says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. And I like the New Living Translation too. It says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. And let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. Amen. Amen. Be aware, you know, ask God for discernment. You know, he says, seek and you'll find. Ask and it shall be given. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. God loves to bless people, you know. He's equipped us. You know, the word says to just desire spiritual gifts. So I personally believe that the Lord loves when we ask him, you know, Lord, I want, regardless of what it is, healing,
get the healing, get the discernment, get the prophecy. You know, the word says, you know, desire to prophesy. All may prophesy, but, you know, discernment, I think, it's always, all of the gifts of the Spirit are important, always. Stay in time when there is such a mixture. There is, I don't know. It's we're seeing different things. It's just different. And you know, I think it's very important, and I think it's a good thing to say, Lord, please give me the gift of discernment, and Lord, help me to see, help me to understand, Lord, those things that would beset me, those things that are not pleasing to you, Lord, help me to see through them. And help me, Lord, just to have your eyes. Lord, help me to conduct myself. Lord, help me just to walk that you have for me, to walk in a way that pleases you. And then I'm going to play another song here and then take calls.
I
Okay, I hope this is still working. It gave me something saying I wasn't connected anymore. Let me see. I can't seem to get it to quit. Is this Sylvia?
Yes.
Okay. I was hoping you were still there. It's given me this prompt that says I'm not connected, and it's like, I can see your numbers on here. I know I'm connected. So this it's the studio. It's not the computer. This is the studio, the Blog Talk program itself doing this. Strangest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, wow.
Anyhow. Yeah, this is just weird. I don't know why it's doing this. Like I said, I heard it make a noise, and I knew earlier that my sound had gone, so I just quickly called in real quick and unmuted myself. Yeah, and it works. You know, it does work that way. Now it keeps saying you're not connected. Please call in, and it's like, I am connected. And I can see it says no callers on the switchboard, but yet I can see everybody's numbers on here. So,
Oh, wow.
Ones. And there he goes with some more of that distraction kind of stuff. So
yes,
I'm going to ignore that.
Yes, it is.
I'm going to ignore this little prompt since it doesn't seem to actually be doing anything. Hopefully it won't just cut me off here in a minute. So anyhow, well, how are you tonight?
Oh, I'm pretty good. Pretty good.
Okay. Okay. You sound like you
tonight,
might have something on your mind.
Excuse me?
I said you sound like you might have something on your mind tonight.
Oh, no, I was just studying and listening to you, and it's true about the distractions. I'm sort of running into some myself, and I'm pushing away, you know, from the distractions and trying to, you know, push in further to God. So you're so right about distractions. It seems that a lot of us are, you know, running into that lately.
Right. It seems
probably
like it's kind of coming
so.
On. Yeah, it's coming on stronger here lately. And like I said, it you know, even today, like I said, I was being antagonized by some stuff a little bit. And finally I was like, I know what this is. I've got a program Monday night and just trying to distract me and get my mind on something else. So I just pushed away from it and went, nope, not going there.
I was talking to a preacher today, and she's distracted as well. So like you say, it's probably most of us that's getting it.
Yep. Yep, I agree. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Sylvia. Father, I thank you for her commitment. I thank you, Lord, for her dedication. I thank you how that you have grown her in wisdom, Lord. You have grown her in strength. You have grown her, Lord, in endurance. Lord, I just thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father. Lord, how you have sent her, Lord, that you have sent her. You've called her and you've sent her out on the field, Lord. You've sent her to the people. Sylvia, earlier, even when I was in the program, it was like I saw you, there was a person in front of you, and I saw you with, it almost looked like a silver coin or something. I saw you take a person, you know how you take someone by the wrist and they have their palm up and you place something in their hand and then you close their fingers around it like, take this and hold on to this. And it was like I saw you doing that, even though in the way I saw it was a individual, I think it really applied to numerous individuals like you.
Yes.
imparting things to people in that sense. Again, you know, there are people in life
and I know you have this too, everybody I'm sure has this, there are people in life that will say things to you, you know, that it'll stay with you for the rest of your life. And I'm talking about the good things. I know bad things sometimes can do that too, but I'm thinking about the good things where people, they impart something into your life, whether it's an encouragement, whether it's a, you know, someone that sees something in you that maybe you don't see in yourself. You know, I can look back in life of different ones, you know, preachers and even those that weren't preachers and stuff that said things to me where it you knew that they were seeing things in you, that they were validating you, and since they were validating the call of God in your life or imparting the wisdom, and it was a treasure that they placed in your life when they did that. It was a value. You know, what they gave you in that moment was something that was really priceless, something that kept with you. And I see, like, you doing that with other people, like you placing, in the way I saw it was like you placing something in the palm of their hand and closing their fingers around it, you closing their fingers around it, like, hold on to this, hold on to this. And those things, many of those things will stick with people for a lifetime. I'm sure that you can look back in your own life at things that a mother, a grandmother, a preacher, a friend, things that people said to you that even later in life that you would think of that and it would warm your heart. It would bring encouragement to you, or maybe something that we were told years ago that later in life. And, you know, I can remember that when I was like 10, 11, 12 years old, 13, 14, right in there, my mother was friends with a lady that was a prophet. Now, she didn't live close to us, so we seldom saw her, but she would send my mom letters. And once in a great while, once every 2 or 3 years, we might see her, or once a year. But I remember when I was probably, I don't know, 11, 12 years old, 10, 11, 12 years old, her telling me, she said, be quick to lay hands on other people. She said, you know, because there was a gift of healing there and things like that. And I remember when I would, as an adult, when I would be around people in church and people talking about, you know, oh, I need, you know, we need prayer, you know, how all of us, how you might gather around to pray for somebody, I would remember those words. It would come back. And I would think, I remember Sister Fisher saying, be quick to lay hands on people, because there's a gift of healing there. And it would encourage me, whereas at times I might would have been more tempted to kind of stand back to the back and let others lay hands on me. You know, I would be like, no, that was put in my life. She ministered that into my life, and I held on to that. See, even as an adult, I held on to that. And I see the Lord doing that in your life, of you imparting things into people's life in the sense of giving them a treasure, giving them something of value that they hold on to, and encouraging them to hold on to that, and it being a lasting thing. So, Lord, I thank you for that. Lord, I thank you, Father, for giving Sylvia the wisdom, the understanding, the knowledge, Lord, that she knows when and how to, however this is, Lord, whether it's something physical, whether it's something she says, whether spiritual gift, prayer, whatever it is, Lord, that you direct her steps to the very people, Lord, that she, like a word on time, right, a word on time, Lord, that she impart into people's lives those things, those treasures, those valuable things that goes with them the rest of their life. Those things that they keep, that they draw on, just like I did from Sister Fisher, Lord, and others. And I'm sure Sylvia has, Lord. I just thank you, Father, for those things that last, those things that last, those things that are encouraging to the heart for a lifetime that people can draw on. And Lord, I just thank you for pouring into Sylvia, Father, all that you are teaching her and pouring into her, Lord, the anointings that are being activated and coming forth, Lord, the gifts that are, as she is moving forward, Lord, the gifts that are being opened up, they're being opened up, Lord, that you're calling those forth and you're bringing those things forth in her life, and Lord, increasing, Lord, with use Lord, as you bring them forth, as you activate those things and use, Lord, that they get stronger and stronger. And, Lord, I just thank you for it. Lord, I thank you for health for Sylvia. Lord, I thank you for working in her family. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for answering her prayers. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, that's beautiful. And I know, I'm sure
yes.
that you've had situations like that in your own life. I think that's something probably all
yes.
of us do.
Yes.
So thank you, Lord.
Oh, that was good. That was good.
Not
really
that
good.
Is good.
Thank you.
Oh, you're more than welcome. You're more than welcome.
Could you pray for my daughter? She had got some news today, and she was really having that issue of blood, and she has to have surgery, and she's a little nervous about it. So could you just, you know, say a prayer for her?
Sure, sure. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for Sylvia's daughter. And Father, Lord, we just ask for, Lord, that you place a hedge of protection around her. But, Lord, that you would cover her with your peace. Lord, that you would just envelop her, Lord, like in a cocoon of peace and tranquility, Father. Lord, that she would feel your love just wrapped around her, Lord, and have that overwhelming knowledge that you love her and that you'll never leave her, you'll never forsake her, Lord, and that you're there helping her and Lord, that you are her healer and that she is your daughter and that she is so very loved. Lord, the word says that love casteth out all fear. So, Lord, that your love would just, Lord, overwhelm her in every way and that she know that you're with her, that there would be no place left in her for anxiety or fear or, Lord, even doubts. And, Father, we just ask for a good report, Lord. We, Father, if she's to have to continue on with the surgery, Lord, that it be completely successful, Lord, that it be an easy thing, Lord, that she heal quickly. Father, that whatever the ailment is, that this remedy that, Lord, and that there be a quick healing, Lord, that there be no pain. Father, that you would just guide the doctor's hands and the nurse's hands, Lord, and give her the very best care. Father, give her favor wherever she goes. Lord, give her favor, Lord, and even Lord, as she is in the clinic or the hospital, whatever the case is, Lord, where she's to have surgery, Lord, give her favor. Lord, give her the best care, and the best doctors, the best nurses, the best anesthesiologists. Lord, everything that she needs there, Lord, that it all be taken care of. And, Lord, I just speak peace over family, peace over Sylvia, Lord. If she be married or whatever, Father, just peace to those that love her and that are around her. And, Lord, we just thank you that you do all things well. And, Lord, sometimes you do work through doctors, and sometimes you do work through surgery, and sometimes you work through healing and miracles. And, Lord, we just trust you with whatever route you use. Father, because, Lord, what you do, Lord, your arm is not short to save in any way. Lord, you didn't, you know. Anyhow, Lord, we just thank you that sometimes you put mud on the eyes of ones, others, Lord, you prayed for them, others, you just said, rise up and walk. And Lord, we don't put you in a box in any way. But, Lord, we trust you and we thank you. And, Lord, we thank you for complete healing and restoration and, Lord, just peace of mind for Sylvia's daughter and for Sylvia. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
He's a good God. He's a good God.
Yes. Yes. Well, I thank you for praying tonight.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Was there anything else that you need prayer about or anything else you wanted to share while I had you?
That's it. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, hon, and you have a blessed week.
You too.
Bye. Good night.
205-531. I think this must Julia May.
Yes, hello.
How you doing tonight, sweetie?
Yeah. Fine. Doing fine.
Okay, that's better. I started to say it sounded like you hung up and it was really muddled to start with, but that's better now.
Oh.
I can actually understand you some now. At first, I really couldn't.
Oh, okay. My phone was turned down some probably. I got a new phone, so I'm learning how to work it.
Oh, I understand. I know it. New phones can be a trip for a while. Everything's a little different on each one, and it takes a week or two to kind of get it all worked out on them, for sure. How is your niece doing that we've been praying for?
Well, they did some tests on. They said that they realized the blood clot, it has to be removed. They said if they don't remove, she's going to be in that state forever. So I haven't talked to her. My sister-in-law, she got a bad cold. She's sick, and I ain't had a chance to talk. But they were saying it's the blood clot was keeping her from waking up. So I guess they're going to give her something to try to, break it down.
Dissolve it or something. Well, at least they have figured out, the good things that they figured out what's causing it. So that's a step in the right direction. They got to be able to identify what's the problem before they can fix it. So
they knew before she had had 2 strokes, and they knew the blood clot. So I didn't understand. I thought maybe, when she left the first hospital to go to the second one. Like I said, now she had, the long-term care center. She's out the hospital and it's on. So I guess those doctors looked at it and realized that's really what's keeping her asleep.
Well, that's good that they've been able to figure that out. And we just pray that they can do that with medication and not have to do surgery. But whatever they have to do, if they can... if they can fix it where she wakes up, all the better. Thank you, Lord. So, well, listen, Father, we just ask for, Lord, just a supernatural touch for Julia May's niece, Lord, that, Lord, just like with Sylvia's daughter, Lord, that you can use doctors, Lord, you can use medications. But, Father, we ask for a miracle in her life, Lord, that she wake up. Father, this blood clot be dissolved. Lord, we just speak to that thing to dissolve in Jesus' mighty name. But, Lord, we thank you for identifying the problem, Lord, so that even the doctors know how to move forward, Lord, in getting her back to health, getting her awake and responding, Lord. And, Father, we take that, Lord, as a move of your hand, as a blessing from the God, from you, Lord, even identifying this. But, Lord, we ask, Father, for this to be remedied, Lord, for this to be fixed. Lord, we ask for your special touch in her life, Lord, that she be able to wake up, be able to heal, be able to move forward with life. Lord, we just ask that you cover her and you bless her, Lord, and you'll help her, Lord, and we just speak to her body. Lord, we just speak to her body to perform and work the way that she was created to, fearfully and wonderfully made. And Lord, we thank you, God, for your mercies, and we thank you for your grace and your love. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for loving her, Lord, and bringing her back. Lord, bringing her back to recovery, bringing her back to a fruitful life and a quality life, Father. And we just thank you, Jesus, for it. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you, God, for Julia May. And Lord, I just thank you, God, for her heart. She has such a heart, God, for others. And, Lord, a heart to intercede, Lord, a heart of compassion. Lord, one that spends time in prayer for others, spends time on her knees, spends time before the throne of God, Lord, and Lord, petitioning for the needs and lives of other people. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, for pouring back into her life, Lord, wisdom and knowledge and understanding, and Lord, that how she has loved others, how she has, Lord, given mercy and compassion to others. Lord, I thank you for pouring mercy and compassion back out on her life.
Lord, as she has given of herself, Lord, that you return to her blessings multiplied over and over. Father, I thank you, Lord, for just the riches of heaven and the wealth of heaven and the all of heaven. Oh, the all of heaven being poured out upon her life, God. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for satisfying Julia May in life, Lord, that, Lord, even through her life, Lord, that she can look back and see how you've kept her and how that you've blessed her and how that you've loved her, Lord, and how that you've, even in the face of opposition, Lord, how that you have expanded her wisdom, how you've expanded her strength to stand, Lord, how that you have loved her. But Lord, how that you've grown her, how you've matured her in the Lord. Lord, how you've matured her even in her emotions and in the word and Lord, in authority, Father, in authority of the Spirit. Lord, I thank you for those that you've put around her. I just see, Julia May, like real sisters in Christ around you, people that are, you know, that are really joined with you spiritually, that they're naturally too, but spiritually. I just see people, particularly women, just really joined with you in the spirit that really, as you would say, well, like have your back, that just a real God connections in some of these. It seems like I see several people. Lord, I just thank you, Father, for the connections that you've made. Lord, I thank you, Father, for the groups that you've put around her. Father, I thank you for even using Julia May. Lord, do you occasionally have meetings in your home, like gatherings in your home that are like prayer groups and stuff?
No. Mm-mm.
You haven't?
It
just seemed like that I could see you haven't, and I'm not talking about big groups, but it seemed like I could see you have some little gatherings in your home, from different ones, prayer times and
mm-hmm.
you know, like with coffee and mm-hmm. cookies or something like that. It seemed like I could see that. But, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for directing Julia May's life, Lord, for, Lord, giving her wisdom and in opening up, God, even some new things for her. Lord, opening up. Expanding, not just new things, but expanding, Lord, the call that's upon her life. Expanding it, Lord. And Father, I just thank you for blessing her, Lord. I thank you for opening the windows of heaven and pouring out a blessing that she cannot contain. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Lord.
Anything in particular, girl, that you're wanting prayer?
No, I'm just praying for people, you know, because the times are hard and some of sickness is mainly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just believe when we're going to say, you know, it seems like, at least here in Texas, that we are seeing less and less.
Mm-hmm.
I just pray that there'll be less and less everywhere and that this thing, of course, I know that the news and all of that, they're touting another strain and all of this and that. I think a lot of the stuff they do just for fear factor. But you know what? I just believe that that God, just a protective covering around God's people. You know, as we draw closer to Him and as we really have even more understanding of the Word of the Lord, that there being a difference. You know, just like there was in the Bible. When the plagues were poured out, then the Christians were in Goshen. And they weren't involved in that. Now, I know, you know, and Randy, so we know that when they had the last one with the blood of the lamb, that was for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But all of those others, the frogs and the, all the bugs and all that kind of stuff, the blood and the river and stuff, children of God were in Goshen, and they were fine. And it's like, Lord, I'm just, you know, my heart, just believe in God, that these things that are these plagues and various things, that God's people be protected in this, you know, that we really come to a place that revelation and that it just opens up to us in a whole new way. So, well, thank you, girl, for
for calling and holding so long. It's been kind of an unusual night with all of this computer stuff, and it keeps popping up this popping up this thing in front of here saying, you're not connected, end the episode. And I'm going, I'm not ending the episode. You can just stop it. So anyhow, yeah, it's kind of weird. Anyhow, love you, girl, and appreciate you, and hope you have a good week.
Okay, God bless you, John.
Thank you. Okay, 903-720. How's Miss Sylvia tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Miss Jeannie?
I'm good, hon. I'm good. Trying to figure all this out here.
We can hear you real good. Everything sounds great.
Good. I've learned, you know, the first time or two I had this happen, it just rattled me good because I wasn't sure what to do. I've had it happen enough now that I kind of know what to do. And now, you know, and so far that has always worked, just calling in on my own phone and clicking on my own number. It seems to, this is the first time I've ever had it keep popping up this little thing in front of me, but it's like, oh, well, I click off of it, and I'm still able to click on the number, so it works. But anyhow, well, let's pray for you, Father. I thank you for Sylvia. Father, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that she's a mother to many. Lord, I thank you, Father, that you have called her as a spiritual mother. I don't know if this is, if you actually have this happen to you or not, but people calling you mama, that you're not really their mama, you know, not naturally their mama.
Okay. Yes.
There are people, it's like their hearts are connected to you like you were their mother.
Yes.
And there are people that spiritually, you're like their spiritual mom. But the love, you know, you can love someone like a mother that's not your real mother. And as a woman, you can be a mother. You can be a spiritual mom. You can be a person that loves someone like mom, and you're not their natural birth mother. So I see God just using you to, I just sense it so strong, the Lord using you to be a mom to people that need that love, that need that encouragement, that need that acceptance. Woo, yeah, the acceptance is strong. There are people that have not been accepted. They've not been accepted by their own family. Some of them have not been accepted by their own parents. You see so many in broken homes where the parents the kids have been so torn, you know, and a kid can be an adult kid. You know, that can be someone 40 years old, but they're still somebody's kid, where they were used against one another. You know, the dad's bad-mouthing the mom or using the kid against the mom, the mom using the kid against the dad to punish the dad. And so many, they have been torn like that between bad relationships of parents. Or tossed around from this one to that one, the grandparents and whatever the case. But see the Lord using you that people feel accepted, that they feel accepted, they feel loved, but that acceptance of they don't have to perform, you know, they don't have to, okay, you need to, you know, sometimes we get into that of people, if we're doing what pleases them, then we're accepted. And if we're not doing what pleases them, then we're not accepted. But that unconditional love that comes from that heart of the Lord, you know, that comes from God's heart. And I just, it seems like you have that ability, you have that ability to love people and despite shortcomings or despite things that have gone on in their life, just that unconditional love of a spiritual mother that people need. It's so healing to their hearts. It's so healing to their hearts. And, you know, there's a place in the world that says something about there are not many fathers. Well, in the world, there's not many spiritual mothers either. And so many times where people have
have felt that they were loved, only to find out that they were not, or that if they didn't perform in a certain way, if they weren't a benefit to somebody, then they were no longer cared about. And there has to be those that will love others, even when they're not doing something for them, even when they're not, you know, it doesn't pay in some way to be their friend. But you have that special way of loving people, of accepting people, of being mom to people, that love. And it's about the caring. It's about the love. It's about the acceptance. It's about people not having to perform in any way to be loved. You know, that's what we would think of in natural mothers and unconditional love. And we've, you know, that's not always the way it is. You know, we think of our mothers. You know, I had a wonderful mother. I had a wonderful mother that I knew loved me beyond all others. But not everybody has that. But it's such a tremendous, powerful thing when you can be a spiritual mom to so many and cause their hearts, it brings healing. It helps their hearts to heal. It helps them have a place that they can run and talk to someone, someplace that maybe they just occasionally need a hug. But that's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful heart. And it is the heart of the Lord. We know that really only the Lord has a totally unconditional love, that he loves us. You know, says, you know, even before he knew us, you know, before we were born, you know, when we were yet in sin, he loved us. That unconditional love. Goodness, it's so healing. That kind of love is such an oil of healing. It's like rubbing in the balm of Gilead that brings healing, that brings life, that brings back that nourishment to a person's heart and soul.
Yeah.
You know, those emotional wounds, those empty places. You know, you can be, you know, there are people 60, 70 years old that have empty places in their heart from parent wounds or from absent parents or parents that weren't quite the parent that should have been. And sometimes it's not having that. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for Sylvia. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that, Lord, you use her as a nurse. Lord, you use her as a friend. You use her as an intercessor. But, Lord, now you're talking about using her as a mom, as a surrogate mom, as a spiritual mom to others. Lord, that they have such a love for her, they have such an assurance in their heart that she cares, that they call her mom, and they mean it in their hearts, that she's like a mom to them. And, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for using her, and Lord, for that gift of hospitality. It feels like it's like a gift of hospitality you have, that people feel welcomed. You know, you can visit people, but there's that difference of where you feel, okay, I feel at home here. Someplace that if you're comfortable enough that if you can slip your shoes off on your sock feet and you don't feel embarrassed to do it, or, you know, that you feel at home, and you said that you feel at home and you feel welcome. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for using Sylvia. And, Lord, I thank you for blessing Sylvia. Father, that all that she needs in this season is provided for her. Lord, that all the provision that she needs in this season is provided for her. Lord, all of the health and the healing and the energy. Father, everything in her health that she needs in this season, Lord, that you provide for her. But, Lord, everything provision-wise that she needs in this season is also provided in abundance. Lord, I ask in abundance for her, pressed down, shaken together, good measure, overflowing, Lord.
Yeah.
That kind of blessing, Lord. More than enough that she has all that she needs, and even excess to give into others' lives. Lord, I thank you for your word declares it. Lord, your word says it. Your word speaks it. Lord, your word does not return unto you void. Lord, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, you'll cause men to give into our bosoms.
Yes.
Lord, I thank you for the favor of God and the love of God and the blessings of God. And, Lord, for the reward of the Lord, for the reward of the Lord, for the obedient.
Yes.
Lord, I just praise you and I thank you. Lord, I speak a blessing over Sylvia's life, a blessing over her home, Lord, and that everything she puts her hand to prospers, Lord. I thank you, Father, for multiplying what's in her hand, Lord. Lord, for multiplying.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for multiplying, Father. Thank you for multiplication in her life. Thank you, Lord, for multiplication in her life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
You know,
Jesus.
I saw it like, you know, when the Lord, you know, when he had the loaves and the fishes and he blessed them and they multiplied as he gave out, it multiplied. And I just, it was like I was kind of seeing that, like, multiplication in your hand. So I just thank the Lord for it. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for multiplication in Sylvia's life. More than enough.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. I thank you and I praise you. Well, Lee, did you have anything in particular you were wanting prayer about?
Well, yeah, but, you know, I just got to tell you, everything you just said, you don't know. It's from heaven.
Thank you, Jesus.
And you know, and I won't tell you what, I can't ask for no more, but with the Thanksgiving I just passed, with the God kids that I raised from 3 months until they are 30 now, the mother
wow.
and the Gigi's and all of them that were kind of FaceTiming me and calling me mom. So
thank you, Lord.
Mama,
thank you.
Mama, I mean, how many do you realize that called me Mama, that I only have one birth child and one birth grandchild, but the little great ones and the great grands and the ones that I raised, Gigi and Mama,
that's precious.
Were
that's precious.
In my life this season. And that now they're the grands and the great grands and Mama.
I love that. Thank you. Thank you for the confirmation. I mean, it's encouraging to me when I get confirmation like that.
That's amazing. So that you just said to me from heaven. I just wanted to let you know. That was from the Father. That was from Him.
I love that. Thank you. That, like I said, that's always so encouraging to me to know that I'm hearing right. And God is just so good.
Even that people that I met on the streets that I witnessed to, I'm Mama now to them. I'm Mama to two or three of them.
That's so wonderful.
Don't even know their last name.
That's what I was hearing is people calling you Mama that weren't your natural children. And I'll be honest, I don't know that there's anybody that I've ever called Mama that wasn't my mama. You know, even when my mother-in-law was alive, I called her, you know, Mrs. Wood. I've never called anybody Mama other than my mama. But I know that the people are there. But anyhow, that was what I was hearing, was that there were people, that there were a number of them that called you Mama.
Your birth child.
That's beautiful. I just love it when God speaks. And I love it when I get confirmation that I'm hearing correctly.
Those are confirmations. I'm just overwhelmed again. But I just had to tell you that was from heaven. Yeah. But you can just pray for the healing, and continue the healing of my body. I've had some physical challenges, and the enemy is, you know, I got the victory report. So that's all I. Okay.
Lord, I just thank you, Father. Thank you for a completion of healing, Father. Lord, Father, our desire is you. Your word says that to all those, Lord, that touched the hem of your garment, they were made perfectly whole. And, Lord, that's the desire of our heart. That's the cry of our heart, is perfectly whole, spirit, soul, and body in everything. Lord, our cry of our heart is perfectly whole. Lord, that's nothing broken, nothing missing, nothing out of order. That's no pain in any part of our body. Lord, that's all of our digestive system working like it should. Lord, that's our backs not having any pain. Lord, that's our legs not having any pain, Lord. Father, that's our feet even, Lord, being able to walk as long as we need to walk, Lord, and no pain in our feet, Lord. I thank you, Father. Lord, that's our eyes having clear vision. Lord, everything perfectly whole. Lord, perfectly whole. Lord, that's our cry, Lord, that we, Lord, the hem of your garment in your word, it actually, that hem with the priest, it was like those tassels were about everything of who God was, of the attributes of God. It was like who God was explained in those tassels. It was like the names of God. It was like the character of God, the identity of God. And, Lord, we know that the more we understand of who you are and your nature and what everything that Jesus did, Lord, reveals who you are in your heart for us, your love for us, your power, your majesty. Lord, that you're the all in all, the great I am, the Alpha and the Omega, Lord. And Lord, as of that revelation, as we touch that, because the word says it would touch the hem of your garment. Lord, as we touch that, as we understand that, as we have the perception of that, Lord, that wholeness comes. And Lord, we thank you. I thank you. Sylvia, thanks you, Lord. We agree together, Lord, for both of us, for the body of Christ, Lord, for wholeness. For wholeness. And Lord, I just thank you in advance. Lord, I thank you in advance for that revelation, and I thank you in advance, Lord, for that health and healing in every part of our body. In our body, in our emotions, in our minds, in our, Lord, in our finances, and our in our families, Lord, in everything perfectly whole. Lord, we just thank you and I praise you. I thank you for that completion, Lord. Lord, your word even says that you will restore all things. And, Lord, we thank you for restoration in us, restoration in Sylvia's body, restoration, Lord, in broken relationships, broken families, Lord, restoration. And, Lord, we praise you. We praise you. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Jesus, for your blood. Thank you, Jesus, for your blood.
Yes, the blood still works.
That pure blood, that perfect blood that paid every price extravagantly. Not just barely, but extravagantly paid for it. Abundantly and forever. Lord, thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your love. Thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for us. And Lord, we honor you. We glorify you. We praise you forevermore. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
God is so good.
Yes,
you know, I just believe that's what God has for us. You know, we're all pressing towards that mark, you know. But I just honestly believe that's what God has for us is wholeness, is complete, total wholeness. That's where my heart is set. I know your heart is set there for wholeness. Lord, I just thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for the healing. Thank you so much.
Thank
you so much. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, I'm so glad I got to you tonight, hon. Is there anything you wanted to share tonight?
No, I'm just thanking you for the word. And thank you so much for your sweet, kind voice that just makes you just sit here and just weep. And it just makes you just be ready for whatever. And I'm so grateful for the calm spirit you have and the time that you spend with us here on PGN and Randy and all the people on and other commentators that be on each and every night. I thank God for this radio station.
It is an honor. It is an honor. You know, I thank Randy too. I mean, I so appreciate Randy for giving me the opportunity to do this, and he just have no idea. But it's an honor to get to share with you guys and to get to pray with you and just to get to know you. You know, as we, you know, the ones of you that call in from, you know, fairly regularly, I mean, you become a part of our lives, you know, that we share in your lives and share in your concerns and in your victories. I mean, you guys are precious to us. And, I know all of the other PGN team feels the same way, that y'all are precious to us. It's an honor and a privilege to get to do this. So, but thank you.
Yes.
Thank you
so much.
You're more than welcome.
You have a great evening.
Oh, you
thank
have
you
a great
so
week
much
too, hon. You're actually my last caller. Yeah, you're last caller tonight. So I guess I will log off the program with this. But anyhow, you have a blessed week, sweetie.
Just keep me lifted up this week.
I
just can't wait for my family to hear the things that you said, and when I go back and listen to it, and let them listen, and they're gonna be just like, wow, 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 mama.
I listen to all my words many times too. I record every word I get, and I go some of the words it'll be years. You know, I'm still listening to them, so I understand. I always value the things that the Lord tells me. So, will you have a blessed week, sweetie?
Yeah. Thank you, and you too. Thank you.
All right. Thanks to each and every one, and God bless all you guys. Everyone that might have been listening by computer, I just want to say appreciate you listening and appreciate you taking your time. I just wish you a blessed week, and may God just fill you to overflowing. In Jesus' name, amen.